The Literature Review. I was not prepared for how this literature review would carry me along the path of healing ways. At every level, well-written books have challenged my assumptions and perspectives on just about everything. There are many, many books I will have to go back to for another look over the coming years. Primary list. Four particular books came from the core text from which I am presenting my insights here. The first, Planetary Herbology by Michael Tierra, I am happy to say has been by my side for over 16 years and planted the first seeds in me of integrating separate healing modalities, indeed that there were even other healing modalities. I have traveled far since those days, and yet this text still holds a prominent place and has the tattered look of much handling. I am still impressed when I look for information on an obscure herb and find something there. Three-quarters of the herbs I asked about in my questionnaire are discussed in this book, though it does not claim to encompass the modalities of the world. It does discuss in detail Chinese medicine, Ayurveda, and Western herbalism, and wonderfully links them all together. It was only a few years ago that I came across Medicinal Plants of the World. I had enthusiastically read the five volumes of Ben Eric Van Wyck's On Human Relationships with South African Plants. I had already read his impressive Food Plants of the World, so I was delighted to come across this work. Upon first looking it over, I was stunned, for it seemed it had done the work I had been engaged in at the time for nearly 10 years. But upon closer examination, once the shock wore off, I saw how my areas of focus were different. In these last years, it has proven to be a wonderful support for my work. It has given me a point of reference in an area I had previously had none. Instead of being out to sea, I had a basic map from which to go on. The work of Van Wyck has enhanced my contribution here. Ben Eric Van Wyck offers the reader a number of different medicinal systems, then profiles 320 plants, followed by a summary of over 900 others. All but two of the plants I asked about in my questionnaire were talked about in Medicinal Plants of the World. The latter part of the book describes prevalent health disorders with herbal treatments and an overview of secondary metabolites and their effects. The third cornerstone book comes from the unpublished doctorate dissertation of Morgan Brent in anthropology from 2001, entitled Spiritual Ecology and Medicinal Plants, Contemporary U.S. Herbalism as a Neo-Indigenous Revitalization Movement. This work has helped me to understand the U.S. herbal medicine movement as part of the Gaian Revolution. His work involved interviewing many of key herbalists and inspired this approach within my work. His dissertation puts words to a lot of the important unnamed realities emerging. I refer to this work often to keep my mind tuned in. In this last book, Planet Medicine by Richard Grossinger, I was greatly challenged and intrigued. He writes in his preface, "Disease perception and healing both touch the core of human meaning. How we locate disorder and remedy it is an aspect of how we imagine our existence as body and mind. That is, there are deep and urgent collective images, both personal and cultural, which cannot be expressed except at variations and difficulties of health. Their philosophical meaning is akin to that of genes themselves, which also carry a biological message into the human world." This is from his preface, page 10. This book is an attempt to revise assumptions, both academic and popular, about what is the process of disease and cure, from his preface. With this second quote, I see my dissertation presenting a palette of options of healing systems of the world from which healers can be can learn new stories about plants and healing techniques. From this palette, I will inquire into the modern herbalist culture and ask questions to determine their familiarity with these traditional cultures and plant medicines. On pages XII and XIV, he describes his definitions of holistic medicine, alternative medicine, and plant medicine. This helped me to better see what I was studying. Our perception of our cultures and their medicines is born of present reality and bias. There is no actual account of the peoples of this planet. We have only a series of current images for anything, the origins of healing as much as the origins of life or the first languages. This is perhaps why one of my main teachers at Schumacher, Brian Goodwin, encouraged us regularly to tell good stories and know your audience. So in a sense, the new wave of global consciousness, Gaian awareness, is built on traditions of the past. But this integration is also novel. As Grossinger says above, our stories of the past are really contemporary expressions. We certainly cannot rely solely on written records. This has been the focus of my travels around the world these past 12 years, to embody through actual experience the living medicines of the world. Distilled experiences from all these journeys can be found in my accounts, Plants and Healing Systems of the World, Series Volumes 1 through 3. Grossinger's list of people who influenced his thinking is broad and very alternative. On the same page, he does a nice discussion of where in academia his subject fits. It seems as though planetary medicine is the foundation for ethnomedicine. He merges this with psychoanalysis. He says on page XX, the crisis of medicine and healthcare that underlies this book is primarily a crisis of definition. The secondary book list. Those first four books really humbled me. And though they stood at the top as major influences, another round of three books needs to be mentioned for their contribution to this work. These three books really drove home how limited my understanding was of the research that had already been done on the topic of planetary medicine. These three left no doubt that a trail had been blazed. Big thinkers had come along pondering what types of plant medicines had covered the earth and how different cultures have utilized them. First, the Yoga of Herbs has held a strong place in my library for many years. It was the only book I brought in my bloated pack when I flew on a one-way ticket to India back in 1997 to find out what Ayurveda was really about. I certainly did, and that book stayed with me through it all. The introduction explains very clearly what Ayurveda is in Western terminology. Then there is a comprehensive list of famous Ayurvedic terms defined in many ways, and also a listing of Western herbs explained in Ayurvedic terms. This bridging of herbs into different modalities is so important, and this book is one of the early works doing this. Central to this work comes the double whammy of two books by the same title of World Medicine. The first book of that name I encountered was by Bellamy and Feister, titled World Medicine, Plants, Patients, and People. I was impressed by the areas of the world whose medicines they discussed that I had not been to, including the Islamic parts of the world, the Jewish areas of the world, the Egyptian, the Sri Lankan, the Chinese, as well as areas I had traveled, such as India and the West. I appreciated their covering the far-reaching and unfamiliar areas. The postscript really impressed me with a listing of the healing plants of the world by botanical family. I had not seen that done so well, with their work combined with the botanical work by Alan Kapular on orders and higher. One can see the family resemblance, as Henry Borkoff calls it, of the plants. One of my projects of the next 4 years is to compile a genus list focused down the same trail these amazing books have blazed. I envision taking the impressive work of the North American families by Thomas Eppel called Botany in a Day to a planetary level with the working title Botany Every Day, Learning the Family Resemblance of Plants Around the World. As I was coming to the closure of the research aspect of the literature review, I came across again for I realized I had briefly met this book years before, a book entitled World Medicine, The East-West Guide for Healing Your Body by Tom Monte and others. It stands as one of the first and few Western books I have seen that has broken so well from the bubble of Western thought that is stuck within the Greek paradigm. The table of contents reflects more accurately the order of influence from ancient medicines. First Chinese and Ayurvedic, then, thousands of years later, comes the Greek, the homeopathic, the naturopathic, and finally, conventional Western medicine. Though I find myself more critical and questioning about Western conventional medicine, I appreciated their writing of it within this context. I have strong reservations about their painting Pasteur's work as standing amongst the greatest achievements in medicine, quote-unquote. Yet, at the end of that chapter, they also quote Pasteur on his deathbed as saying, "Bernard is right. Microbes are nothing. The soil is everything." There are strange paradoxes we encounter in this journey through the ocean of literature. And the tertiary list. The tertiary list, for me, came together when I came across a book recently by Leslie Tierra called The Herbs of Life, and I was very impressed by it. It startled me to realize I had honored the work of her husband, Michael Tierra, for so many years, and had remained ignorant of her wonderful way of bridging worlds through her writing. Building relationships between different cultures is such an important skill for those of us of the Aquarian age who are living through this transitioning from the ages of Pisces. Fortunately, we have a few hundred years to go through the metamorphosis. After all, this is only the dawning of the age of Aquarius. This is still early in the day of transformation. It is important that we honor and pay attention to these bridges being made and the seeds being planted. As much as I appreciate knowledge of Chinese and Western herbal medicines being compared, I even more appreciate the Aquarian language that she uses from which she writes, even better represented in Sandor Katz's Wild Fermentation. When I read in that style, it brings me in and carries me through like a gourmet meal with good friends through where the hours pass unnoticed. As her planetary message is clearly presented, she quotes Chinese, East Indian Ayurvedic, Tibetan, Middle Eastern Unani, and Native American Cherokee medicines are all founded on an energetic basis. To use herbs energetically, we look beyond the symptoms of the disease to alleviating the underlying imbalance that caused the disease. All aspects of a person are taken into account, not just the disease itself. Unquote. By energetic, she means hot or cold effects, taste, properties, and colors, growing conditions, chemical constituents, and the like. I read this and see so clearly its absence in most aspects of Western medicine I encounter. American Herbalism, that book edited by Michael Tierra, contains some excellent essays by many of the premier herbalists of North America. This book came to me relatively late in my research, but I am glad I was able to glean some important insights from it. This last book came from an assistant who felt this book would add richness to my work. That certainly has been true. Ecological Medicine is a compilation of 30 Bioneers conference speakers. In the foreword, the editor, Kenny Ossible, writes that this book is a collaboration of essays on medicine and health, and not just medicine in the ordinary sense, with the subtitle, Healing the Earth, Healing Ourselves. You can imagine how these thoughtful words of the Edgewalkers have danced in my head and mingled with my thinking, flavoring the work before you. And everybody else, supporting these main texts is a large body of knowledge, some of which I have already made you aware of, and others, as I have mentioned, that have humbled me. Praise to all those who have come before and nurtured the knowledge before me, so we can now begin to grasp our planetary beingness. please refer to the reference and bibliography sections for a complete listing of the written works that have influenced this dissertation. The books fall into a number of categories worth mentioning. First, there are the herbalists that are often rooted in one tradition rather than pan-modalities, but rich in wisdom and experience. I use the term herbal loosely, meaning books focused on plants used by humans for medicine or food, and often some reference to other uses. This is different than a flora, which is focused on botanical identification, and finally, it is different than botanical treatises, which focus on particular plants. There are just too many influences to mention all of them. James Duke's works come to mind, though. His focus on active constituents has taken him all over the world. This world travel is what prompted our first meeting in 2002, and we continue to meet and occasionally co-teach. I always learn so much from him on so many levels. His most famous book, The Green Pharmacy, is a classic planetary herbal shaped by the realities of what is available to people from the shops in a field. His life story is fascinating. There are a slew of other herbals that have influenced me greatly. Michael Moore, the herbalist, not the filmmaker. Susan Weed, Gregory Tilford, Terry Willard, David Hoffman, Christopher Hobbs, and many others. The woods wisdom of Doug Elliott in writing and in person has shaped me considerably. Though, in many ways, books are secondary to primary experience, they are still important. I appreciate each person is actually a living library. We need to honor our elders as living libraries. A sizable number of books in the bibliography are building blocks for my foundation. Though they are hard to pigeonhole, they have been influential nonetheless and provide the context for this work. Of course, many books I looked at, though perhaps interesting in other ways, did not live into my initial hunch of being a fruitful endeavor. I would pick them up and peruse them a while. If some tantalizing line or word caught my attention, I would peruse gold, hoping finding it a few times, but more often I would end up in a cul-de-sac. The hardest books were those that led me down interesting paths, but distracted me from my main aim. And that brings me to my main aim. The main aim of this work is to assess the degree to which herbalists in the United States and the United Kingdom are integrating traditional medicines into their practices.